Good morning, we continue with Adam Hilchoshev, it's the Klal Tes, and we finished Simon Yud Aleph, and we're about to start Simon Yud Beis. Simon Yud Beis, we're just going to talk about outside, then we'll talk about some other points. Simon Yud Beis, the Chayyim talks about in a case where people are Mechal Shabbos, what types of kapor do they need, what types of tshuva should they do, etc. The concept is based on the concept known as Tshuva Mishkal, that it's not enough just to do Tshuva, which he means the Charata, and the Ziva Zachet, a person regrets what they did and they stop doing it, and they say Vidui, but a person should also be fasting, a person should be giving staka, a person should be doing other things as well. And that's part of the Tshuva process known as Tshuva Mishkal, where the person is sort of in some way suffering and therefore acting as a kapara for the benefits that he got, physical benefits that he got from his averus, he's sort of balancing that out with mishkal, sort of weighing something with something instead. We're not going to do this, the reasons why, but we're not going to do this, so we're not going to get involved inside that. But you do see, if somebody wants to take a look at it, the level of the burden that one is undertaking to do 40 fasts, for b'mechal Shabbos b'shogeg and b'meizid, even more than that, you see how seriously we take the concept of a chilul Shabbos. The purpose of this klal was to talk about the various different klalim which come up in regards to the malachas on Shabbos. There are a few more points that the Chayyim does not speak to, which he would like to touch on, and we have four points that we're going to touch upon. Number one, there is a concept of mekalkel, that the malacha is only chayav, a person only chayav by a malacha if he's doing it in a way which is it's a beneficial, constructive. If what he's doing is something which is destructive and not beneficial, so the issur is not going to be an issur d'oraisa. Mekalkel is asur mirabanan, and that's relevant in regards to mir lahakam, like we mentioned before, that mir lahakam and the rabanan is possibly to be mutter in a situation of tzarech mitzvah or hefsid, whereas the mir makom and the deraisa is not so. The second one along the same lines is the concept of miskayim, that the malachas has to have some permanence to it, as opposed to something which is just a temporary act, is not going to be chayiv. So if it's a ksiba, which is not going to last, kesher, which is not miskayim, etc. There's a concept known of it has to have some element of kiyum to it. The third area is we've talked about the idea of kavana, and generally the Darshan miskayim and sikresha, there are certain actions that without kavana it totally loses its status of being a malacha. It's just, for example, one of the cases the Mor talks about, if a person will go to take a splinter off of a piece of wood to use as a toothpick, that is a malacha, the rice, according to one Tana, that's considered an act of making a kli. A person pulls up the piece of splinter wood not intending to make a toothpick. It's not that he made a toothpick, but he's potter. It's not a toothpick. So it's that the lack of kavanah in the situation totally removed the status of any type of iser on it. So, and that action would therefore be totally, would be mutter, as opposed to being usser because of any miskaven. The last thing we want to talk about is the concept of grama. The Mor learns out the Malach HaShabbos are only usser when they're done in a direct fashion, as opposed to an indirect fashion, is not considered malacha. You can't do, but grama is mutter. It also, some suggested that grama, besides having this pasuk, also goes into the concern or the issue of malachas machshavas. Without, when it's indirect, it's not malachas machshavas. So there are four areas which you want to touch upon in regards to these halachas. Mekalkel and miskayim, where the lack of kavana for the action undermines the whole status of a malacha and the concept of grama. These shir messages are available for sponsorship. If somebody would like to sponsor a shir or a topic or all four of them, please be in touch with me. Have a good day.